Next application is case number 11457. The application of BAK LLC. Site is northwest corner of Country Club Road, being Road 273 and Coastal Highway Route 1, and being Lot 3 within Rehoboth Gateway Commercial Subdivision, with no 911 address to date, with a tax map ID of District 334, Map 13, Parcel 325.48. Requesting a special use exception to place an off-premise sign and a variance from the maximum square footage, the height requirement, and the side yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a 600-square-foot variance from the maximum allowed 600-square-foot requirement. They're requesting a 15-foot variance from the maximum height requirement of 25 feet, and they're requesting a 26.64-foot variance from the required 50-foot side yard setback for a billboard. I did receive one letter, and then I referenced a special use exception for an off-premise sign. I did receive one email today in support of the application. It was submitting this letter in favor of the request of BAK LLC. As owner of the land adjacent to the BAK property, the proposed relocation of this billboard by moving it further north and away from the intersection of Coastal Highway and Country Club Road will improve the visibility of our facilities and attractions, making it easier for visitors to safely find our location. It is our understanding the proposed relocation includes keeping the billboard at its existing height, which we also support, given that if it were not as high, it would impede visibility. At its current height, it is consistent with other billboards in the immediate area, and we support this proposed relocation, and it's signed by Bryce Lingo, or emails from Bryce Lingo on behalf of Jungle Gyms Incorporated. So I have one letter of support.
One additional letter?
Just that one I just read.
Ah, okay. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Zach Crouch, 22778 Red Bay Lane, Milton, Delaware.
Okay. And you swear a firm testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You state your name and address for the record.
Doug Motley, 246 Rehoboth Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anything we got?
That's fine. You don't need it. We got this. Okay. The applicant provided a copy of a more detailed site plan depicting the development proposed in the area.
That'll help.
Okay. You go ahead now, please.
Good evening, gentlemen. Zach Crouch with Davis Boner Fennell, representing the applicant. This evening, we're here to basically a request for a special use exception and a couple of variances for actually an existing sign that this body approved back in August 9th of 2010. The reason for the request is to basically relocate the sign, the exact same sign. Basically going from point A to point B because of a site plan, which I presented to you based on entrances that we had to align based on some DLDOT approvals. The site plan in front of you went through P&Z, has been approved, preliminary approval. We've received all of our agency approvals, and with that and the location of the entrances, entrance is here, which is lining up with Jungle Gyms, and there's a right in off of Route 1. So the existing sign sits right here, and the location of this entrance compared to this intersection, we'd be basically relocating the sign, same sign, from this particular location to an island here. which is approximately 20 feet back from the original location and about 75 feet over. The dimensions of the sign are exactly the same that was previously approved. So basically just picking up the sign, a new foundation, and putting it down. The setback for the property line, that's only going to, you know, unfortunately at this particular time, there's an existing property line that exists today, which is right here, which is the 2336, which there's a 50-foot setback for that, Mr. Lang, mm-hmm. I'm saying for side yard. Well, this property line is going to be removed when this is recorded. So, you know, that property line is coming out. So this is going to be one big parcel. So, but at this particular time, we got to request that because that property line actually exists as of today. But once, you know, funds go in within the next 45 days, that property line is going to be removed and that variance would basically go away. So of course the hardship with this is this, you know, we had to relocate this based on the entrances. We couldn't move the building any farther back because of we had the line with Jungle Gyms and with the proximity of the access road on Country Club Road with the rights in and the lanes and sidewalk that's required out here. It kind of dictated where the building needed to go and the sign basically needed to relocated based on that entrance off of Route 1. There's commercial properties pretty much on each side of it. There's actually an existing billboard right down just to the north of this. Still same characteristics of that of the existing billboard that's there now, as well as the one that we're relocating. So we're not changing any of the characteristics of the billboard itself. Even the height variance, which is 25 feet. Of course, the same variance request there. It's still going to be 40 feet based on the existing sign as it is. And once the site is recorded and we get final approval, once construction starts with the site, the first thing that will have to be done is the sign will have to move from there again, point A to point B. And at that particular time, the side yard setback would not exist at that time because of the property line would be removed. So tonight we're asking for the special use exception and the three variances. One is the square footage of the sign itself based on what was approved back in August of 2010, keeping that same square footage, as well as the height, which is 40 feet compared to the 25 feet. But there again, that was previously approved on August 9th of 2010. And then additional variance would just be for the 50-foot side yard, which there again, excuse me. Like I stated, you know, once the final site plan is approved, it will be recorded and that'll pretty much go away.
Is it a pylon sign?
Yes.
Pole.
One pole.
They can move it all at once.
We're gonna bring a crane in, pick it up by the top, move it over, and drop it. Now, I'm sure there's going to be, you know, sections got to be taken down, but the same sign is going to move from point A to point B.
All right.
If we could kick it over, we would, but unfortunately,
hopefully you can set it and not drop it.
How far back is the existing sign? I know it already exceeds the minimum.
Excuse me?
How far back is the existing sign from the original road right away?
From here to here?
Yeah. Just curious. Remember, he's an engineer with architect scale. You have to remember this, okay?
It's about 100, to be exact, about 108 feet.
And it's going to be back further?
Yeah, it's going to be back about 20 feet more. It's going to be back approximately 130 feet.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see if we got any questions from members of the board on this. We'll start with you, Mr. Hudson. Ms. Dunn?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Rickard, you have any questions, sir?
Yes, I do. I wasn't here on July 12th. I'm a new member on the board. July 12th, 2010, right?
Yep.
And you had it approved with 600 square feet, 25-foot maximum height, and you had a 15-foot variance there for that. And then you had a 600-square-foot variance for the square footage, correct?
Yes, sir.
And that's the same thing you're applying for today?
Everything's the same, yes.
Right. And I think you alluded to the fact that when these buildings are put together here, okay, this new construction, and that's the reason you got to move it, is that the height that's got to be above, because they're allowed 42 feet, and they got to be above that, right? Your sign has to be above that.
Yeah.
That's the reason you're after the height variance, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Now tell me why you're after the 600-foot square, because I don't see it in the minutes here. I don't see why you were requesting the 600-square-foot,
Variance.
Yeah. Right.
Well, there are several signs in the area that had the 600 square
feet.
Other
than that?
Because the typical advertising for a sign of, for sight distance and everything is, that, you know, they kind of project how far you can see the sign down the road. And the 600,
Who's they?
The sign people for advertising purposes.
So you wanted to double both sides, correct?
Yes, the 300, it's mm-hmm. required
300 each side.
Right, we're requesting 600.
So now you know the reason I'm asking you this is once you take it down, I don't care where you lift it up or whatever, once you it's all new ball game. So
yes.
That's the reason I'm asking you these questions, because I have no, in the minutes, I have no indication why you, you know, you have to meet the standards now, okay? And is it some kind of a hardship on you that 600 square feet is important? I understand your height, but how about the 600 square feet? Could you convince me that you're going to need that?
Sure. There is the additional cost of changing from the current structure. So the structure, the actual metal apparatus that is currently the larger size would need to be changed to the smaller size. I don't know the cost of that because we haven't looked into it, but it's obviously changing the actual framework and everything that goes into the structure of the billboard. The additional thing is the traffic speed there coupled with as Zach was saying, the size of the actual advertising on there. You want to make sure that it's readable and legible for people that are viewing it.
I think that's interesting. You answered that question well. But it would be a cost, a substantial cost to reduce that frame, I imagine.
Yeah, we'd probably have to get a new one fabricated.
Basically a new sign, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, you answered my question. Thank you.
Mr. Wortman?
What was in the area that new sign's going in?
Right now?
Yeah.
It's just a grass field.
It's just a grass field.
Yeah.
So
is that on a different parcel right now that sign's going into until it gets combined?
It's actually on the same parcel.
It is on the same parcel,
yes,
okay.
It's going from here to here, so it's still
okay.
On that same parcel.
In the same.
Once this is recorded, line's going to be removed, and this is all going to be one big parcel.
Okay, gotcha. I didn't know if that was, I was looking at here, I didn't know if that was a different parcel or not. It's all one.
Yes.
Okay. No other questions?
Mr. Mills?
In regards to uniqueness and hardship, it's primarily because the State Highway Department and its requirements is causing the hardship.
We are dictated by,
right.
You know, we had to line up with, you know, the jungle gym access, and we can't move this anymore here. We had a curb to deal with. You know, the traffic impact study was done for this whole area, so all these were pretty much dictated by all of that.
Which created hardship for you all and a uniqueness at the same time.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Sure. Question for Mr. Lang.
Sir.
Is a special use exception going to be needed because there's already been one granted for a billboard on this parcel?
When they remove it,
it's gone.
Gone.
Okay.
So they moved, even though they didn't take it off the property, they had to move it. So we just had
to. So should we, if, it would seem to me it would make sense that any, if the board were to consider this, they would want to have it conditioned on the existing sign being removed, even though that appears to be part of what the applicant's proposing anyway.
Well, in this case, you got an existing sign, they're going to relocate it on the same parcel.
Yeah.
But it still needed a variances, so the option would be, the option was to correct it because being they're removing it from that spot.
Right.
Then they need a variance. That parcel was just created recently.
Yeah.
The sign was there before that parcel was created.
I think
now they're going to change the parcel back and combine it with another parcel in the near future. So
I think
it just got created.
I think what Mr. Sharp may be suggesting is that we should probably be clear in that so that two billboards don't end up on the property.
Oh, I agree.
No, I agree.
And not that I would think the applicant would do that, but just to make the record clear for
well, I think
once it's
disengaged from the ground, right, that makes it a new makes it a new
application. Most time when you see cases like this or the existing billboard, problem with poles. They want to replace with a new billboard, and it's a different type of sign. Then they have to go through the whole process.
Right.
Same site, different sign. This is the same sign being moved from one spot to the other. I mean, the board could say the sign's just being relocated on the same site. That special use exception is necessary. That could be a call by the board. And we have to look at that in the future, as long as it's the same exact sign.
Yeah.
Because most of the time they're bigger, and they're a different type. And I'll say it again, the pole versus the pylon. You get four poles versus a metal pylon sign, what we usually see. We don't normally see the same sign being picked up and relocated 75 feet from where it was. But the
I think that's good for a lawyer to be able to determine that law, right? Because
yeah, the question.
once you raise it up off of there, you're disconnecting it, you're taking it down, right? And the law says once you and the ordinance
the way we process and they applied for it correctly.
Right.
We lawyers have a way of complicating the simple.
Yeah, right.
Ask another lawyer to get a different answer.
You may have addressed it, but just for clarification, just for the record, have you known the use of that billboard to substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Hearing none. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Are there any persons here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,457. The applicant certainly for the standards. The special use exception, I'll go there first. The special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. The applicant has made that statement. And also on the variances, the standards for granting of variances were approached by testified by the applicant. There's uniqueness to the property, such as their irregular shape, but of course of what it is, and that they have to move it because of the new construction coming into another parcel. Well, no, on the same parcel. It has to be moved there. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship is exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. And a variance will not affect the central character of the neighborhood. And the required variance is the minimum that will afford relief. And the requested variance represents the least modification possible to the regulation in use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickman and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,457. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickman?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,457 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed, gentlemen.